Welcome to another edition of Life Shouldn't Hurt. I'm your host, Grant Fedoric, and for the next 30 minutes, I have the privilege of listening to and sharing an amazing, very real life story that's about lifestyle, health, and well-being, and I get to share it with all you amazing people. And today, it's my good fortune to speak with Anita Grande-Armet about incontinence. And we're going to talk about something that I think shouldn't be uncomfortable for people. In fact, we need to take and talk about it more. And that's the moral of the story here. Let's get this out there. Let's talk to Anita and hear her story. So, Anita, welcome.
Hi, Grant, and thank you very much for inviting me to do what I really and truly personally believe to be a very important segment that I hope your listeners glean a lot of information from that might be related to their own health in various areas, which is the entire motivation for me to do this today.
Absolutely. And I think you're part of exactly why this exists. And and let's just get right into it. So you started to notice stress incontinence. Why don't you tell our listeners what exactly you first noticed, when you noticed it, and what you did about it at first?
Okay. I actually, it started after menopause, and I actually finally went into menopause in my very late 50s, probably closer to 60. And it was perhaps a year after that that I noticed, and it was very specific, Grant, to the incontinence should happen when I was laughing. And I was laughing usually with only one or two people, my daughter and my younger sister, who, if they made me laugh hard enough, then I would feel, oh my goodness, I've got a dribble. And I was just horrified. And I remember when this started, not even wanting to discuss it with my wonderful family physician who I trusted so completely. So I waited. And then really, when I noticed that it was not going away, I mentioned it to her, and she immediately, and I cannot stress this enough, immediately said, Anita, they're leading edge, which is where I've always gone for my physio for my other problems. She said, they have a wonderful pelvic health physio program that you should look into. And I actually didn't listen to her. And I just thought, well, it's okay, it'll go away on my own. And I know that there is a lot out there, either on the internet or you hear from friends and whatnot, and women should be doing Kegels. But I remember my physician telling me, honestly, Grant, that a lot of women don't do them properly. So it is not a done deal if you're doing them. If you're doing them wrong, and I learned this then in my time with Lindsay James from Leading Edge, who told me, it can be counterproductive if you aren't doing them properly. So after a couple of numerous times where I would have these little dribbles, we'll call them, I finally mentioned it again to my doctor, and she reiterated, Anita, the pelvic health program is incredible. She'd had a lot of her patients who'd gone through it for various situations, not just stress incontinence, but others, that it is extremely effective. So I actually was in Leading Edge picking up some orthotics about a year and a half ago. And I noticed on your counter, Grant, that there was this little wonderful brochure that I still carry around in my purse, because I mention this to anybody who will listen to me. It's a little hard program that outlines the pelvic health program that you put on, and exactly like the various, maybe dozen or more treatments that this can ameliorate, that it can help. And I picked it up, honestly, because it was a nice hard plastic, and I could use this fan for my ever-present hot flashes. But then when I read this, I wanted to meet the person who was going to do this. So I made an appointment, and I had to wait a bit to see Lindsay. And I just cannot stress enough how much I have regretted wasting all that time, because my first appointment, and I'm doing all the talking here, but my first appointment with her is quite she engages in conversation to start with, to find out about her history and whatnot. But then the internal exam, which maybe some of the listeners might be a little bit reticent about doing, and what exactly is involved. So Lindy was wonderful about how forthcoming she was about, one, what to expect with the physical, because it is an internal physical if her patient or client agrees to it, and two, what's going to be entailed in that, because she literally, and I'm not trying to be funny here, but she literally has to go in there and feel muscle tension or lack thereof, and can tell exactly what is lax and what is tight or whatever. Anyway,
yep.
At the end of this period, though, after this first exam, she just outlined what I could expect. And I think in all, I could be wrong, but I think there were maybe 6-7 treatments in all. And really, I know because you're going to ask me other specifics, but
yep.
It lasted about 3 months, and it has become the exercises that she had me do during the treatment. I so easily incorporated into my daily life, and I am a fairly active person. I walk, so I do those exercises, and I do them properly. And that is what I want to underline, because again, to reiterate what my doctor said, a lot of women could be doing these wrong, and they're of doing them at all.
You're referring to Kegel exercises, and we're talking to Anita Grande, our Met, right now, about her experience going through and having stress incontinence, which for those listening is the involuntary loss of urine associated with a rise in the pressure created intra-abdominally, which means if you cough or sneeze or laugh or jump or run, all the things that people do on a daily basis, and you described it perfectly. We call it leaking, but you have this loss of voluntary control over your bladder, and that's what we call stress incontinence, and that's what Anita is describing for everybody and the process she's gone through with her pelvic health care. And I think, Anita, you hit a very important point, which is it's not just about Kegel exercises. Because sometimes, in fact, it's not that the muscles aren't strong. It might be that they're actually acting, they might be overactive. And that prevents the ability for the pelvic floor to work at the right time, because that pelvic floor that Anita's doing a great job describing the exercises she has to do is so important, because it supports the pelvic organs, which includes the bladder. Anita, you know, why don't you share... What were the reasons that you didn't? I would love people to know what made you kind of concerned about going in, or why you thought, it'll just go away. Was it embarrassing? Please feel free to share. Or was it just that you know, and we've got about a minute, so.
Okay. Yes, Grant, it was absolutely because I was embarrassed. And because I knew the people at the leading edge, I said, well, I don't want to go and admit this now. And I really thought it would go away. But in fact, it got worse. It got progressively worse. And laughing. I mean, that's such a wonderful thing to do. And then to have to worry about laughing out loud is an awful way to live. So I reiterate that it is specifically to help you and, you know, go forward. And now I can laugh with complete abandon. I'm not at all concerned about having an accident. But I knew in the onset it was embarrassment and, I don't want people to know. And here I am now on the radio telling everybody about it. So that is how emphatic I want to make the point that this therapy can and does work and will change your life, because that is not something you want to live with. And I'm only 66 years old. I'm not 90. I think, oh, what the heck, this is the end of my life. I've got many years ahead, and I didn't want this to plague me anymore. And it hasn't. It really and truly has not. So I thank the program, because it changed how well and how often I can laugh now.
Well, Anita, we're gonna go to a break. We'll be right back after the break with Anita Grande, our Met. I've got it right. Talking about stress incontinence, and when we come back, we're gonna talk about that experience and how you don't need to be embarrassed, and there is something you can be done. And this is Life Shouldn't Hurt right here on the Chorus Radio Network. Thanks for joining us today on Life Shouldn't Hurt. I'm your friendly neighborhood physiotherapist from Leading Edge Physiotherapy. And remember, you too can share ideas, stories, and feedback with us on Twitter. I'm at Leading Edge PT, or you can email us at info@leadingedgephysio.com. And today, we've been talking to Anita Grande Armet about stress incontinence, her experience with it, and how she found her way down to Leading Edge to have this kind of this issue solved. And, you know, all this talk about incontinence is making me kind of have to go. And that's a different kind of incontinence that we can talk about on another show. But nonetheless, I've been drinking water and doing all the things I need to do. But I think you're the best person to share some amazing advice. And when we left off before the break, we were talking about kind of the environment and not being, it's easy to say, don't be ashamed, but people, we need to conquer that. And I would love for you to share your experience with, you know, showing up to, you talked about the assessment, but talk about the environment, if you don't mind, a little bit for us, Anita.
Sure. And this therapy was done not even on the lower level of their clinic, but upstairs. So it was almost separate, which I appreciated, and as was the room in which once she did the assessment and later did the therapy. And Lindsay is just so down to earth, and it is such a fundamental, you know, part of life for her that it didn't. She made me feel so comfortable and not at all embarrassed by this, and it assuaged all my fears about what I was going to look forward to, and assured me that this would and could help. And without question, they did. So I want to make sure your listeners, if they have any phobia or concern about going into a clinic, and in particular because she was a woman, for the women out there, it'll be like you are in a warm and you know, in an environment that allows you to tell your story, and that she just is very pragmatic that way. She will just tell you what is involved and what can help and what you can do. So I reiterate again that the therapy over just a period of maybe 3 or 4 months has changed me. I've never gone back for another treatment, Grant. I have never had an accident. And I wanted to say something that my daughter gave me a frame once. It's just indicative of exactly what this, it says, sometimes I laugh so hard tears run down my legs, which is exactly what happened. And it was so perfect because this did happen when I laughed out loud. And but it can happen for other people at other times.
Right.
I remember, Lindsay saying this affects men, it affects children, it affects young women. It affects women after childbirth. So it's not just me going through menopause and women my age. It can encompass all of those areas. So I encourage your listeners to at least inquire with their physician or with a Leading Edge. And honestly, Grant, I have to tell you that I've always loved you. Your clinic has always lived up to its name because your therapies are, in fact, and without question, Leading Edge. You provide treatments in so many different facets of people's life. But then your tagline, "Life Should Be Heard," is exactly what you profess, and your physiotherapists and staff do an amazing job of ensuring that life doesn't hurt and life doesn't have to be embarrassing.
Right.
Does not have to change your life. So
yeah, and I think
live up to your name.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, Anita, that the thing I find is it's brushed off, or it's kind of treated like although it shouldn't be a laughing matter. And one of the things I've said is when people aren't sure about it, it's, if this was a knee injury and it was keeping you from doing something you enjoy, you would go get help. If it was a shoulder injury and you played tennis, you want to be able to play tennis, so you would go and get help. But this is something that, in stress incontinence in particular, this is one that comes about when people are trying to enjoy things like activities And it's not a laughing matter because you want to laugh. And although that laughing comes with it, this discomfort, and somewhat embarrassment. And I'm sorry for that. And it doesn't just happen to women. It happens to men too. So let's get that right out on the table. If you're a, you're a man out there and you're suffering with incontinence, there is something that can be done. You shouldn't be embarrassed about it. It is a natural part of different phases of life. It can come with different things that happen to our bodies. Pregnancy, menopause, you described a couple, but surgeries as well. So for instance, in males, it can come with prostatectomies, different problems that'll cause these problems. And it does happen with children. And I think that's a really important part and aspect of what you're describing to people, which is it can be solved. And I'm always saying, instead, let's not make, you know, the liners, the incontinence pads, a fortune when this can be solved. When did you first start noticing improvement after the treatment?
Oh, and one point I want to make before I forget this is, aside from doing the exercises properly, she also taught me ways to calm down, to not get anxious about. And that certainly aggravates the situation. So I can't even remember how she did it, but I remember now when I'm in that situation, I stop, I breathe, I focus on doing those exercises, and I calm right down instead of racing which is what I used to do, just trying to race to a bathroom, which is counterproductive because then the anxiety has just multiplied the effects of the incontinence. So, it was in fact, maybe I would say within a few of the treatments, certainly, but by the time I finished, I told her, she asked me every visit, any problems, none. And it just has not happened in what, maybe 15 months?
I was going to ask that question. So the last time you were in was about a year and a half ago?
Half ago, yes. And it probably last spring. It could have even been a year ago. So none. And I want to get to the point where these exercises, strengthening, I do them in the shower. I do them when I wake up in the morning, in bed. I do them when I'm standing in the kitchen doing dishes. I'm a walker. When I'm going on my walk, when I have a shoulder injury now that I can't, but when I would do strength training,
right.
I would incorporate those wonderful exercises of hers into, so my breathing was matched with my exhale and inhale when I'm lifting weights. So she showed me how I could incorporate these exercises into so many facets of my life, Brad, that now I probably am oblivious to how often I do them, but I am in fact doing them because I have been completely and totally, I don't even want to say cured, because it's not an illness, but it's a condition. And I just stress to anybody out there who's even considering it, speak to a physiotherapist who specializes in this kind of therapy. I know there's weird machines and whatnot out there, but I would highly recommend speaking to somebody who have studied and knows all that can happen and can advise you properly on how to do the exercises. And because I remember saying to Lindsay, I'm a big water drinker, Brand. I drink like 2-3 liters of water a day. And it was getting to the point where I was stopping that amount of water intake, which is counterproductive again. And she said, no, you should not be doing that. You should be able to drink water like you normally do and just be able to stop yourself and not race to the bathroom 3 times in an hour.
Yes.
So she gave me some wonderful ideas on how to incorporate all these exercises and changes into my life. And I just wish I had, I cannot tell you how much I wish I had gone 2 years before, because there's a lot of embarrassment and times when it didn't have to happen. It just didn't.
Sounds like the moral of the story is it can be fixed. Let's take the lid off of it. If you're dealing with stress incontinence, be an Anita and get in and get it dealt with so you can kind of move on and enjoy the rest of your life. And thank you for joining us, Anita. Your story is inspiring. I think that so many people are going to be better off because if they can follow your lead and get in and get this dealt with, you know, that's a way so that life doesn't have to be incontinent. And thanks for your inspiration, your education, your sharing stories. this is a chance for us to leave our communities right. healthy and vibrant. You've been an important part of this journey. The rest of you, help us out. Don't forget to share our show with the people you care about. Available on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts. You can also check out helpful tips on common injuries and recovery on our YouTube channel. They're all called Life Shouldn't Hurt. Until next week, everyone, I'm Grant Fedoruk, and I appreciate your time and trust. Be well.